Officials have identified the attacker as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, an American-born citizen and resident of Houston, Texas. He is a graduate of Georgia State University. He was also a U.S. military veteran who had deployed to Afghanistan in 2009.
Sherelle Robinson Jackson lost her cousin in the attack.
His whole life ahead of him. Whole life ahead of him. This hurts. This is terrible. And, like, we want as much justice for him as we possibly can get.
Investigators in Las Vegas are probing a possible link with the rented Tesla truck that exploded outside the Trump Hotel there yesterday. CBS's Andres Gutierrez fills us in.
Now authorities are looking into several parallels between this incident and the attack in New Orleans. Besides the timing on New Year's Day, both involved trucks that were involved in, well, rented rather, from the Turo app, and both did involve U.S.-born military service members who served in Afghanistan around the same time.
The driver died in the Las Vegas blast. Also under investigation, a New Year's Eve explosion in Honolulu, apparently involving illegal fireworks, that left at least three people dead. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It's very likely we will be proposing penalties that will be Class C felonies for anything over 50 pounds of fireworks. We'll debate that at the legislature.
Overseas, at least 11 reported dead in an Israeli strike on Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas-run Al-Aqsa TV said that the tent belonging to the Hamas chief of police, Mahmoud Salah, was targeted in an Israeli airstrike in the Mawasi safe area in southern Gaza. They said his deputy was also killed, as were women and children.
A new year and a new work regime at Amazon. CBS's Christopher Cruz has that.
Work from home ends for employees of the big online retailer. Amazon says employees will have assigned desks like they did before the pandemic, and they won't have a hybrid work schedule combining work from home and work from the office days. They'll have to be in the office 5 days a week.
On Wall Street a little while ago, the Dow rose 300 points in the first minutes of trading of 2025, but Tesla shares have fallen after the company reported a 1.1% sales drop for 2024, the first annual decline in close to a decade. Amazon stock's up. Maybe that back to office edicts helped. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl, safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. I'm going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 20s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 16. Tomorrow, sunshine 23 on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and great songs for the new year.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. You'll ever know. 'Cause
just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Seasons, the dance mix of December 63. Oh, what a night. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. And join us for the Badgers. Badgers back in action Friday night. Now, if your calendar challenged, you should be aware that this is Thursday today. So the Badger game is tomorrow, 5 o'clock, taking on Iowa. And you can hear it all here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind. This world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind, got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, they drive me crazy. In this room, it's just great balls of fire.
We'll be right back.
love you like I love the should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you might. Ain't you trying to kill me like I quit on my thumb? Real nice, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Here's a happy accident on WRJN. This song was supposed to be the B-side, so they didn't put a lot of time into it. Steam's Na Na Hey Hey.
feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
so tell me where I'm sneaking, cause
even
you know
though you may be a man,
I know that you've been cheating.
JN. That's what we're known for. On the local news scene, well, Stuart J. Waddles has the day off, but Savannah Tomei Olson is here with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions, and rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No way. sides. Remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And she's real fine, and the Beach Boys are not talking about their girl. They're talking about their car. Of course.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, giddy up.
We'll be right back.
Packers Bears noon Sunday on WRJN.
Everything is all right. black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. Glad. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Tommy James grew up in Monroe, Wisconsin, bought his first guitar there, and never learned to tune it the way most people do. I think he calls it open D tuning. Here's Moni Moni, TJ on WRJN.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I take for granted that you're always Midwest News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bourbon Street in New Orleans is about to reopen a day after the truck attack that killed 15 people there. Investigators believe Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar had help before he rammed a rented pickup into the crowd. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This attack appears to be what ISIS dreams are made of. ISIS has invested very heavily in propaganda in various languages, including English. That propaganda is intended to inspire individuals all around the world to conduct ISIS's dirty work.
The Sugar Bowl college football's quarterfinals, scheduled to kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern at New Orleans Superdome. It was postponed today because of the truck attack. Some, like Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell, think it's too soon. She tells CBS Mornings.
Yesterday, when I arrived in New Orleans, it took several hours, really, until the end of the day to secure the crime scene and remove the bodies from the scene. I think that it's premature to be having a football game when we